But all in all, he seemed to enjoy it, even though he was real concerned.
Did you have many apples in your childhood? Did you have apple trees?
Yeah, we always bought apples, and we had a lot of apple pies and stewed apples and apple cobbler and applesauce, and we ate a lot of apples. And we had apples in the wintertime. We'd sit by the fire at night, and Daddy would peel apples. And we loved eating apples and raisins and nuts together.
When you eat an apple, what do you call the part that's left over, the inside part?
The core.
All right. Do you have any particular name for dried apples? Do you use dried apples?
No, I don't use dried apples, but Mother used to cut them and put them out in the sun and dry them, and then she would have them during the wintertime, and she'd make pie out of them.
What were they called, just dried apples?
Just dried apples.
Did you ever hear the term FNITS, snit in connection with apples?
No, I didn't.
Well, I haven't either, but I thought I'd ask you. The kinds of nuts that you pull up out of the ground and roast, or sometimes we boil them here in Georgia, what are they?
Peanuts.
What do you call the outer covering of a walnut?
The hull.
Uh-huh, the hull, that's fine. Any other name? The hull of a
walnut.
All right. Can you name any other kind of nuts that grow in this area?
Pecans.
Pecans. We don't have any almonds here, do we?
No.
The flat, oval-shaped nuts with perforated shells that you buy at Christmas time, I've just named them. What are they?
Peanuts.
No, not
peanuts. Oh, walnuts.
All right. We buy a little nut shaped like this, usually in the wintertime at our supermarket, with a light beige-colored shell. It's rather flat, and it's called a what?
An almond.
Oh, a kind of fruit about as big as an apple with a thick skin like a lemon, only it's brighter colored.
It's an orange.
All right. Little red vegetables that are very peppery, and they grow very fast when you plant them in the garden.
Radishes.
All right. The kinds of round red things that grow on leafy plants, and we stake them up in our garden.
Tomatoes.
Have you ever used any other kinds of tomatoes that might be called by a different name?
Yeah, the little bitty tomatoes, cherry tomatoes.
Right. Along with your meat, you might have a baked what?
Potato.
What kinds of potatoes do you know about?
Idaho potatoes.
All right, what is an Idaho potato?
It's just a big potato with a thick skin.
How do you cook it?
I bake it or cream potatoes.
Are there any other kinds of potatoes in this region?
Yeah, they're little small red skin potatoes, mm-hmm. But I don't have a name for them.
How about potatoes that have a vine that runs on the ground?
And sweet potatoes.
All right. Have you ever used any other name for sweet potatoes?
Yam.
What do you call a vegetable that has a very strong odor and makes tears come to your eyes?
Onions.
All right. The little fresh ones that you eat.
Called shallots.
What else do you call them?
Spring onions.
All right. Have you ever used the term scallions?
Scallions.
All right. What is a kind of vegetable that is good in soup? Some people fry it. It grows on a bush, and usually you have to cut it as soon as it's ready or it'll get too hard.
Okra.
All right. If you leave a piece of fruit lying around, it will dry and shrink up, and we call that, we say it.
A rot.
Well.